Welcome to Served Neat, hosted by your girl, Jen Hurtman. I'm the CEO of Neat, a boutique PR and marketing agency based out of Louisville, Kentucky. I launched Neat in 2019 with just $3,000 in my bank account. Since then, I've had the opportunity to work with hundreds of emerging brands and Fortune 500 empires. I believe that marketing and PR should be served neat, just like your favorite bourbon. On this podcast, you'll hear about the latest and greatest growth strategies, the ups and the downs of entrepreneurship, and so much more. Pour yourself a glass of your favorite bourbon because it's time to dive in to this week's episode. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Served Neat. In today's episode, I had the chance to chat with Madison Page. She's a business growth specialist, a top-rated podcast host, and a public speaker. Madison helps brands build a ride-or-die online community so you can stand out and sell out on social media. Her genuine spirit, high energy, and 8 years of experience in the social media world supporting over 150 businesses equips her to bring you high-level practical tips as your newest biz growth bestie. In today's conversation, you'll hear Madison and I chat about what it takes to build a loyal AF online community in 2023. I don't care if you're a service-based business or you sell products, the info Madison shares in this episode will be incredibly valuable for you. All right, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, Madison, thank you so much for joining us today on this episode of Serve Neat. I am so excited to have you here.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Okay, so I'm really excited to talk all things community. A good starting point would be to just break down why community matters for brands in 2023. Sell us on the idea of building a community.
Yeah, absolutely. For so long, people could just post on Instagram and with their organic reach was so great. They could get out there, post a couple of reels, post some carousel posts, and they were getting out there. And people were intrigued enough that they would start making sales. But now we're getting a little pushing our nose up a little bit around marketing where people don't really want to feel connection to people, especially after the pandemic and everything that went on. People are looking for an actual connection to the things that they are buying. A lot of people are very value-centered. As millennials and Gen Zs get older, they're becoming more value-centered in the things that they're shopping for. And that's why community is so important, is because it really locks you in to having your ideal customers that absolutely love everything about you, love your business, and will literally be, we ride at dawn. Every time you're ordering, you're putting something out there, you have a sale, you are telling people, share this around. You will have people that are so in it where it guarantees sales for you. So starting a business, when you're starting to really focus on your community, it allows you to have this really tight-knit referral-based kind of business. But as you become a brand, it allows for you to just naturally continue to grow because these people are literally talking about you all of the time. They're there, they're ready to buy. And it just creates a point of connection where your business is something bigger and it allows you to pivot, which I think is a really big point as well, is it's not only they love this one thing about you, they love everything about what you got going on, that you can sell something totally different and they will still absolutely follow you to that and support you and want to try it out just because they love what you have to offer.
Yeah, I love that. All great points. So is this true for both product-based businesses and service-based businesses? And if that's the case, how does building a community differ from B2B and B2C?
So it is the same for product versus services, building that community level. But a service-based entrepreneur has a little bit more of a personal brand connected to it. So they're more so building a community around you, your own values, who you are, your personal stuff. The content that gets the most engagement is going to be your natural deodorant that you use and the stupid little things. And that is where people just feel connected to you as a person and they want to support you as a person. Whereas a product-based entrepreneur, it's a little bit more, they love the values of your business, what you stand for, and the overall aesthetic, lifestyle, feeling focused. Whereas a service-based is a little bit more you, your product is a little bit more of what your business stands for, the lifestyle that your business kind of owns.
Yes, I love that. We're going to go a little bit deeper. a little bit deeper here. Give us your playbook for building community in 2023.
Yeah. Well, first things first is you have to know what community you're trying to build. I think so many business owners start a business where they're like, well, my product is great for everybody. We are seeing a huge increase in businesses that are actually picking a really tight-knit community before they even launch. Looking at Good American, they picked curvy women and they picked a differentiator in there. They have so many sizes. They're not 2, 4, 6, 8. They are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 all along where you can find a pair of jeans that fit you perfectly, no matter your size. So they went into it with a problem, solving a problem, as well as a community of people that problem that it's going to serve. So they started the foundations of their business with it, which is why with a lot of my clients, we go back to the foundations. I'm like, you got to pick a person here. You have to pick a differentiator that really attaches to that person and a problem that they have that allows them to feel more connected. Gone are the days where some businesses can still do it, but it takes a lot more where people are just feeling connected to your business based on pure aesthetic reasons. Or purely just loving the style of it. It does happen if you have a unique style, but you need a little bit more utility, a little bit more benefit behind it. To start building a community, you need the community built into the foundations of your business. And then as you start to market, it's just a lot more of a collaborative element of marketing. It's speaking to that person. It's getting them involved in the business. It's making them seem, I want your feedback. I want to know what you have to have here. I want to know what you want us to make. I want to make what you want us to make too. And continuing that community where they feel so invested that they just love everything you have. It's a little bit more of a personal, genuine connection touch than just pushing sales, having colder marketing out there.
Yeah, that's great. So there's something interesting you said that I really want to expand on. And that's this aspect of pulling in your audience, pulling in your community to help you make business decisions. What are a handful of ways in which brands can start to do this?
Yeah, I don't think it's utilized enough because truly, if you start to poll your audience better, you're getting firsthand market research, as well as you're utilizing marketing psychology of getting them involved where they feel like they are an active member of your business, which makes them feel so connected. If a business gets out there, they're like, hey, we're wanting to create a new product. I want to do a bracket. Let's do a tournament where you're voting on our Instagram stories and picking which product you would rather have us make. And we'll do a tournament until we get to the final two and you can choose which new product we're going to make. Clicking your Instagram stories here and here and here. And in the end, you don't always have to use their idea as your end all be all, but it gives you market research that you might think people want you to create a moisturizer, but everybody starts talking about an SPF and you're like, oh gosh, I didn't even know that that was a gap in the market. And so it gives you incredible market research, but it also is allowing your audience to really feel connected. So getting them for new products, for sales, asking them what type of promotions do they prefer? Would they rather have free shipping or would they rather have a free scrunchie in their offer? Does that what stands out more to them? And having that as more of a collaboration of what your marketing looks like, what the next campaign would be, what the next collection can be, having people almost like a community chosen contest of who can name the theme of their next launch, things like that, caption creation, things like that, where people feel like they are actually invested. And they're like, it's a game. You're kind of gamifying the whole thing where people get to choose, let's vote on and submit your requests for our like community collection release. And this is the mood board. Let us know what you think we should call it. Whoever we choose will get a gift box in the mail. So much engagement. It gets people more excited about it and a lot more connected when we're making this for the community.
Yeah. Ooh, I love that. You know who does a really great job of this? It's an edible cookie dough brand. They're called Dough. Always involving people into like, yes. Guess what flavor is coming up? Help us pick our next flavor. Like they are so good at building community. And it's been fascinating following them along since Shark Tank, really just seeing how they've grown so much. And a lot of it is just by community involvement. Another brand that I want to shout out real quick, because I have her on the podcast a couple months ago, Helen from Frownies. It's a Botox, non-invasive Botox solution.
All over on TikTok right now.
Yeah. They work so well. I'm obsessed with the brand, but Helen is quite literally the face of the brand, the president of the brand. And when you DM them, she will send you a voice note back.
I love her.
And I'm like, that is so cool. And there's not that many brands out there of their size who you're getting a personal voice note from the president. I think that is very cool.
Even when I voice note people back sometimes, I don't have as big of a presence as Frownies, but from people in the podcast, people will always be like, oh my gosh, I just assumed that someone was responding to your DMs. I can't believe that this was actually you. And it just adds that personal connection. Even if I reaching out to somebody, pitching an influencer, pitching a business to collaborate with, sending a voice note or even a video message, just adds that personal connection. Because we can hide through screens and it's easy for people to be like, psh, I don't want your stuff that you're trying to pitch me. But when you put a person behind it, it allows people to just actually connect to. You're like, oh, this is a real person. And look at how she speaks. She's actually real and just reaching out and she seems really sweet. And you can kind of connect to them a little deeper in that sense.
Yeah, I really like that. The face to cam videos over DMs, gold, literal gold. Line.
Yeah, yes. I actually sent you one when I was like, hey, let's do a podcast swap.
And I was, oh, she's real. She's a person. Yeah, exactly. She's not a robot.
Not a robot. I actually just want to chat with you.
Okay. So what I'm hearing through all of this is it sounds like community building is a bit more strategic. Part of me was like, oh, it just happens organically, but it sounds like there's quite a bit of strategy behind it. Is that correct?
Totally. And I think when you talk about community building, a lot of people are like, if I just keep posting, people will start to come and the engagement will happen there. But a lot of it is you have to prompt community building. You prompt it strategically with your content, with making things collaborative, but you're also telling people how you want them to engage with you, which is something with engagement in general is people think engagement is just naturally going to happen. But if you're never prompting it being, I love getting DMs, or like when you guys hop in my DMs, it makes me so happy getting messages like this. It is giving your audience a permission slip to engage with you in that sense as well, and to continue to create that community.
Yeah, great tips there. What mistakes do you see when it comes to brands building community? Any mistakes you've seen? Anything you can share with us?
Yeah, I think the number one thing is really, truly not going into it with an actual community focus. Going into a community being everyone says we need to build a community, but what does that mean? And a lot of times I think people think that it means to post and try to get people to do giveaways all the time. It's more of a surface level. It's really a value of your business of wanting to feel more connected to the business as a whole and to be connected to the people and actually care about the person on the other side of the screen is, I think, a big mindset shift is switching from all of your metrics and just looking at how many likes and comments and DMs you're getting and actually think of them as you had 25 DMs where you had 25 people coming in and asking you an actual question or an inquiry or people on your website, is thinking them out as like people in a room. I know it's cliche at this point. A lot of people kind of use that analogy, but it's a big switch. If you're thinking of these people that you're trying to build engagement from as actual people, speaking to them, speaking to one person in their content, speaking as if it was a person that's just coming into a room with you, as opposed to if you were to be posting, they're almost posting too much of just sales content, pushing sales and not giving other information, that I like to refer it back to like when you go to the mall or like when you go to like a trade show that has a ton of booths. The booths you literally run from are the ones where they're running at you being like, let me sell you something. And the booths that you are actually intrigued in are the people that are just using it and showing you how to use it and to be more of like a lifestyle focus, making it more of an experience of learning what the product is like, as opposed to being here, buy my whatever. It's like a lifestyle focus. It's more using your business as almost like an influencer for your product, where it's a lifestyle around your business, as opposed to just like here, buy my stuff.
Ooh, yes. All good stuff. I really like this. Mentally taking notes. Right, yeah, now. Right. I have to go back and listen to this podcast episode again. We actually went to an event as a team in December. And what's funny, as you were talking, I'm like, oh, I only bought products from the people, the business owners at the booths who were like, hey, how's it going? Ooh, that's a really cute talk. Where'd you get that from? Having normal human to human conversations. Yeah. And none of them, whoever I bought product from, none of them were like, buy my product. No. These samples. They were just genuine people. And I wanted to support them. So yeah, that's a great tip, whether again, you're in person doing this or online, that's great. What brands, in your opinion, are just killing it from community building?
Oh, there's a lot that really do well with it. And community building, I've actually known about Dough and I've watched them kind of build in that sense. And they are somebody that picked vegan, gluten, like very healthy ingredients. And they picked that community base to start. And then they expanded from there. Then they did a ton of influencer marketing to really build the influencers that had similar values to them and build them in there, which is another great way to kind of continue build that community, is pick people that have really strong communities and pull them into loving you as well when they love it. I love the brand CocoKind, which is a really clean skincare brand. They're in Ulta and Target. I think they do a really good job. They did something similar to the bracket thing that I was talking about, where they have people vote. They have community-based new products every 6 months or something like that. I think they do a really good job there. And it's funny, Legos is so good with this. They do something every year that they have a contest of who can create the best whatever, and then they make it into a box. They actually make all of the pieces and put it into a box, like a pre-made whatever. So it's like someone makes a dog and then they vote on whose Lego is the best, whose like Lego figure is the best, and creates it at such a young age for that kind of that competition, that excitement, that giveaway kind of feeling around your brand. I mean, some of the most well-known brands are Harley Davidson, Jeep, people like that, that are just absolute ride or dies for their vehicles, for like the sound of a Harley. I'm from Milwaukee, so everybody talks about Harley Davidson, and they built it where there's forums and there's community events all over the world where people travel from here to there, and they have such great communities based in their areas to all go places together. And it makes people want it. Like, my mom bought a Jeep because she loved the community of owning a Jeep, and you wave at everybody that goes by. So those are some bigger brands, I would say, as well, that do it really well.
So those are all really good examples. I'm going to add one to the list here. She doesn't have a product. She is Alex from Call Her Daddy.
Oh, she does so well. Such a great personal brand too.
Oh, she's amazing. And the fact that her whole community is daddy gang, and like literally you can go to a bar and see someone wearing a daddy gang shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like right then and there, you know, you have a best friend at the bar.
You know the type of girl it's going to be. You can go and sit and just chat with her about all the episodes. Absolutely. She rocks it.
Yep. And I think because she had such a strong community, she was so successful in breaking away from Barstool and switching to Spotify. Yeah. Without her community, there's no way that deal would have ever happened.
No. And I think that's a really strong message for authenticity too, is because she could have been reserved and not been who she actually authentically is. And her community wouldn't be as strong, but people love her because she is who she is. She can get out there and be a little crass sometimes. And just, she asks people what their favorite sex positions are on their podcast. And that's something that you're not always going to get on a normal podcast. And it just allows for that community, that authenticity of people being, I feel we're really good friends just listening to her podcast.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We're going to go in a little bit different of a direction here. What strategies have you used personally to build your own community on social?
Yeah. My podcast, the Small Business Growth Podcast, has a really strong community around it where I can post my podcast and literally within 30 minutes, dozens of downloads. People are so excited about it. Something that builds community more than anything that I have really seen is doing things differently, and in what other than authenticity as well, but doing things differently and being authentically who you are in what you're doing allows for people to be like, oh, this is something that's unique. And truly just having an actual genuine approach to it, I feel like makes such a big difference. For me, building a podcast was just, I just wanted to chat. And like, I am a talker. I'll sit there all day long and I'll talk to you. And people feel like we're at a coffee shop, just chatting back and forth. And that's exactly what I wanted, having that kind of that authenticity. And so to build that community is just actually being genuinely who you are, as well as like genuinely caring about the other person on the side of the screen. But tactical strategies, I've gotten people involved in a lot in my business as well, as I ask a lot of, what podcast episodes do you want to see? What should I launch next? How are you doing this? Taking it from that genuine, I do want to just patch your gaps in your own business. How can you do that? Is understand where people are at. And sometimes people give me an idea and I'm like, dang, that was an awesome idea. I didn't even think that that would be something that you wanted to learn about. From that strategy standpoint, as well as more so just taking the approach of, I am here to serve you. I want to guide you to this thing. So guide me too. Tell me what you're looking for, as well as giving back to your community. In my Facebook group, I have a free Facebook group. They get entered into a free strategy session with me, or I provide a lot of really quality value. And it's that act of reciprocity in marketing psychology as well, to build that community, is when you're giving so much information, people want to give back to you, giving more free information than I probably have to in the DMs or on my Instagram or whatever. And people know, they're like, oh my gosh, you sent me 3 voice messages and I took a whole page of notes. Thank you so much. And then a lot of times they come back in a week when they're like, hey, I want to know the full strategy here. Let's go into that. So not always looking at it from, how can I immediately convert this person into a sale, but how can I get this person to be such a ride or die person in my community that it's a no-brainer that they're going to buy from me eventually, because they already feel connected and I've already supported them. So they know that it's an empowered decision when they pay my program or whatever that might be.
Yeah. I like the idea of giving tons and tons of value, because I've seen quite a bit on social media recently where people are like, no, you do not answer DMs from somebody who's not paying you. And I'm like, how do you create fans?
Yeah.
If you're not even having conversations with people, I think it really is important to take time in your day to just go through your DMs and answer messages and give value, or have a podcast where you're giving value. And I think part of building community also involves dropping your ego a little bit. Mm-hmm. You're not too good to answer people's questions. You're not too good to post valuable content and give things away for free. I'm not too good to ask what people want to hear from me. You know what I mean? Like, you really have to like set your ego aside. And I don't think everyone's prepared to do that.
I don't think so either. And I think a lot of times, even in probably more so in the services space, is when you start to charge for your high ticket client, your high ticket programs, all of a sudden they're like, well, if this is going to take me 15 minutes, I normally charge $1,000 for my 1 hour calls. This 15 minutes is a lot of value that they're getting. But also remembering that if these people will reach out to you, they already see you as an authority. They see you, they trust you. They are a hot lead of yours, that if you are just ghost them, you're cutting that hot lead off. And so it's also from a sales standpoint, if this person were to come up to you in person and be like, hey, I've seen your podcast, I've seen you on social media, I have a question, would you mind answering it? You would absolutely answer that question. You're not going to be like, no, and like walk away. You would still be like, oh yeah, totally. What's your question? It's going to take me 5 to 10 minutes to answer max. And you know that that person's going to be so grateful for it.
Absolutely. And guys, people talk. It is a small, small world. If you refuse to answer questions or refuse to hop on sales calls, guess what happens? That person who is dying to hop on a sales call with you will turn around and tell 5 other people that she had a bad experience with you.
Yes. Anybody that comes to her and is like, hey, do you have anybody? You're no longer that person.
Never. Nope.
And I think a good representation there is, I know it's a lot right now, but all of the Hailey Bieber stuff, is there's so much going on where people are coming out being, she just dissed me in public. I went to a party, and it's like all over TikTok of people being, and of course it's a totally different ballgame. She has a paparazzi all the time. She has people all over the place. You can't be having your happy face everywhere, but that one video now has 3 million views and tons of comments of people also sharing their accounts where it can kind of continue to snowball.
Yikes.
Yeah. Yikes is right. Yikes is right. It's the same for business too. There's all sorts of customer experience, all of that, that can really snowball down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the way in which you handle customer interactions and even people who like have purchased from you, that can make a big difference for community too. Like one brand I'm thinking of is Chewy, and how great their customer experience is. The first thing that people say when you bring up Chewy is, oh, I had such a good experience with Wanda from customer service. She sent me She sent me a bouquet of flowers. I think the way in which you're treating people who are already paying you can add to the community as well.
Yeah, that's like Zappos' whole ball game back in the day when they were starting to get big, is they were just, you could return them years old. You can return a pair of shoes to Zappos that's 50 years old and is nasty, because they just have a really strong return policy and it allowed for people to really trust them. You could call, no questions asked, we'll send you a new pair of shoes.
Yeah, that's incredible. Okay, yeah. Last question I have for you. When you are making a big business pivot, how do you navigate your community through a business pivot? Is transparency important here or something else?
Yeah. Oh, I love that question. I think if you grew your community initially through your value center and who you are as a person, and they know some of your main pillars of who you are authentically, as long as your pivot is remotely close and you're still going to a pivot in that sense. I had a friend and a past client reach out yesterday and say, hey, Maddie, I was a brand coach for a really long time. And then I hated branding all of a sudden, and I wanted to go to personal development. And now I'm like this personal development for entrepreneurs, but I'm realizing I'm missing the branding element a lot in personal development. And she's like, I feel like they go hand in hand, but now it's, she's like, I'm kind of embarrassed to go back to branding after I've been doing personal development for like a year now. And I said, being incredibly transparent around it and being honestly, I did branding. You guys saw me as authority there. And then I was, you know what? Something's missing in branding. People needed to grow personally in order to benefit their brand. And then when I was doing personal development, I was like, these two things need to be hand in hand with each other. And now out comes this new business where we're going to do both of those things, combining personal development and branding. And if you're really honest with your community, the majority of people that you build in your community, the majority of people are good. If you're out there, you're like, this is what's going on. I had a product-based client that used a laser to cut all of her products, and her laser started on fire. Her $7,000 laser started on fire, and she had to buy a brand new $15,000 laser because she was like, I might as well get the nicer one that I wanted to buy anyway. And she was out of commission for 8 weeks. Her community banded together. She started selling t-shirts. She started selling scrunchies, journals, everything. And she made as much money to buy the laser. Like her community was like, can we donate money? We don't want any of the stuff. Can we donate money? What can we do to get you back to commission, to be able to get you to work? And so if you are incredibly transparent, this is what's going on. This is what I want. And putting value and meaning and like showing I'm a human, entrepreneurs are multi-passionate. I want to pivot over here and start doing this thing. I hope that you come along this is what we're going to be talking about. If that's not something that you want, it's okay to let some people go. Knowing that in any pivot, you might lose a couple of people and you might lose a fraction, but if it allows you to show up more authentically and do something that you really want to do forever and like dive into it, it's so worth it to lose a couple to really band with the people that will still be there and be transparent around it. So yes, being transparent, but as well as starting your business values, take it as a note that most often your first business as an entrepreneur will not be your last. So if you build that personal brand through values and like who you are, people know you, it allows you to pivot a lot easier in the future and to start new businesses and to have people want anything that you offer.
Yeah. Ooh, all good stuff. I like it. So many good takeaways. All right. How can people stalk you? Where can they learn more about you?
Yes, yes. My podcast is the Small Business Growth Podcast. You can come check me out there. I put out 2 new episodes every week. Otherwise, I'm on Instagram, TikTok, everywhere at This Is Madison Page. Come check me out there as well. All in on community building and all of that kind of stuff. But yeah, you can check me out on Instagram, TikTok at This Is Madison Page and the Small Business Growth Podcast.
Cool. We will add all the things in the notes section of the podcast. But Madison, thank you so much for joining us. It was a great conversation.
Yes, Jen. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Served Need. I hope you enjoyed listening and found some tasty nuggets of marketing wisdom to help you take your brand to the next level. Remember, just like a perfectly crafted cocktail, marketing is all about finding the right balance and serving it up with a splash of creativity. So keep building, keep refining, and keep serving up your brand with style. And if you're thirsty for more insights, be sure to subscribe and join us for our next episode of Served Need. Until then, cheers.